South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Well, what to talk about today? I bet you've got a lot of things.
Oh, it's a busy day. A lot of companies are coming out with earnings this morning, and we'll try to run through several of the bigger names and see if we can put it all together on what's going on. But it looks like the market's going to be up because all these earnings are coming out so good. Some interesting companies like Netflix, which is a big service now. It's really starting to grab hold in the United States, where you can watch your favorite TV shows and movies right online through your computer onto your television anytime you want. They reported earnings, and that stock is soaring today. That's about $170 stock. Wish bought more of that. That thing's gone from $30 to $170 in the last 2 years. Done very well. Wells Fargo reported record earnings, that doing phenomenal. Bank Boeing, maker of commercial airline jets, they have done real well. They posted record earnings as well. They're about to deliver their new Dreamliner plane, which should come out in the first quarter of next year. Hershey's, maker of chocolate, reported great earnings, beat Wall Street analysts' expectations. Caterpillar easily beat Wall Street, and they're really a bellwether for the construction and housing industry. But thing is, most of their earnings came from emerging markets, so not here from the United States. But there are very, very good earnings. AT&T easily beat earnings. eBay, they beat earnings mainly from their PayPal segment, which allows you to take payments over your mobile phone or give payments to someone through your mobile phone or by email address. McDonald's, their earnings jumped 10%. UPS, they raised their guidance, and their earnings looked very good. Their international segment was phenomenal. The revenue was up 9%. Xerox, they had a strong demand for copying equipment. Their earnings were very good. And then we also had Southwest Airlines, which I thought was interesting. They're seeing a lot more people fly, and they're going to increase their seat capacity by about 10%, and they blew away earnings. And we also got, though, jobless claim numbers this morning. In jobless claims for the past week, 450,000 people applied for jobless benefits, which is not great. It did fall a little bit, about 20,000 from the prior week, but it's still not good. We still have continuing claims out there, people on benefits of 4.4 million. So that's not a good thing there. But what you're starting to see is you're starting to see companies make money, become very, very profitable. And what ends up happening is as they start making money, they eventually start hiring. And they're not going to hire till they start seeing the profits come in. And now they're starting to see the profits. So hopefully over the next 12 months, we'll start seeing hiring come along. And this is just a normal cycle of the economics 101 of what happens.
Well, as you look, you mentioned about Netflix being so successful, where you actually are able to get these movies and so on a fee, a monthly fee, and you get several at that low rate. You know, a few years ago, I say a few, 10, 20 years ago, movie rental business was so huge, Blockbuster was huge, and now they're in trouble.
Yeah, Blockbuster has filed bankruptcy. They're bankrupt. Here in Fort Smith, I noticed the one on Rogers Avenue, they're closed down. They're out of business. But that's where the future is going. Everything's steering toward the Internet. We're all going to be downloading our movies through the Internet and watching television through the Internet. Now, the big question is where the commercials going to come in on this?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me. I'm a big DVR fan and just fly through the commercials.
Right, so about that.
We'll have to see what the future brings on that and how the companies are going to start making money without being able to show commercials.
Well, as long as they have the radio commercials, we're okay.
Mark. Well, if we get a DVR for our radio, it may change that.
Oh, they better not. Well, thank you, sir.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers in for John Taylor as he talks with us. Both of them, from time to time, it's Mark, and certainly John joins us, mostly as we get the latest financial news. And really, Mark did have a lot to talk about today, and a lot of it sounded pretty good. You can get to further information from Mark or John at Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The number to call, 479-782-2527, or go on the Internet, John Taylor at sternag.com. Time to check weather.
I'm meteorologist Jason Adams from the 5 News Weather Center with your forecast. Expect a lot of sunshine once again today across the area with high temperatures going well above where they should be into the low 70s. We're expecting highs this afternoon to be into the low 80s across the region. Overnight lows tonight will be dropping down to near 58 degrees with increasing clouds, and those increasing clouds will eventually give us showers and thunderstorms for our Friday. Expect showers likely by about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon with highs topping out near 75. That's your forecast from 5 News. I'm meteorologist Jason Adams.
20 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's 51 degrees now. And no accidents to report to you on city streets in Fort Smith. We do have a clear report now on that stalled vehicle at 3226 Old Greenwood Road. It's been removed from the roadway.
In the Channel 5 newsroom, I'm Darren Bob. A coalition of medical personnel urging Oklahoma lawmakers to address the state's growing shortage of doctors. At a meeting in Salisaw yesterday, the coalition talked about introducing the Oklahoma Physicians Recruitment and Retention Program to the 2011 session. Under the program, physicians who make a 4-year commitment to practice primary care in a medically underserved community will be eligible to have their student loans paid off. Driving up and down Van Buren's main street will be slower, but a lot safer. City yesterday finished installing stop signs at every intersection from the courthouse to the train depot. Business owners say it should make the walk up and down Main Street a lot safer. For Americans approaching retirement, 70 seems to be the new 65, and not in a good way. A new survey finds more than half of all working Americans expect to stay working for at least 3 years longer than they had planned. Fewer than half are confident they'll even have enough to pay for basic living expenses once they retire. In the Channel 5 newsroom, I'm Darren Bob.
Hi, this is Steve Womack, Republican candidate for Congress. Our country is in trouble. The deficit grows daily. Our national debt, staggering. People are out of work and have little hope for a future. Still, Washington's answer is to raise taxes, impose more government regulation on our lives and business, and take away our freedoms. I believe in less government, lower taxes, and freedoms guaranteed by our Constitution. If you agree this is the way forward for America, vote Steve Womack for Congress.
Paid for by Womack for Congress. Early voting is underway now.
Could your windows actually be costing you money? Precious cold air in the summer, warm air in the winter, literally out the window. Let Harry G. Barr Company help you save money on your utility bills and tell you how to get tax credits by replacing your windows with approved energy efficient windows. Windows made right here in Fort Smith by a family business, here for 75 years plus. Multiple colors available, not just white and beige. Make an appointment today. Call 646-7891 or come by the showroom at 6500 South Zero. Harry G. Barr Company, serving all your window needs.
The American Gem Society recognizes each perfectly cut Lazar Kaplan diamond with a zero-cut grade document, which is the highest cutting grade possible within our industry. Newton's Jewelers and Lazar Kaplan united years ago to provide you with supreme diamond cutting at reasonable prices. We invite you to see Newton's selection of perfectly cut diamonds today. Give her the ultimate gift from the professionals with the finest diamonds at fair prices. Newton's Jewelers since 1914, downtown Fort Smith.
Born in a tar paper shack and raised by a single mother on a waitress's tips, Mike Beebe believed in himself. And he believed in Arkansas and vowed to give back to the state that gave him an opportunity.
I was the son of a single mom who never finished high school and who spent her whole adult life trying to eke out a living to support herself and to raise me.
Beebe has been giving back ever since. As governor, he believes...